This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's the fourth day of the UN's Conference on Climate Change in Paris. China has pledged to cut its carbon emission levels, which are currently the highest on the planet. And if you've seen pictures of Chinese cities grayed out by smog, you know the country's got a long way to go. The government's restricted the number of coal-fired power plants that can be built in the eastern part of the country, where most of the people live. But China still needs that coal power. It burns more coal than the rest of the world combined. As Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports, the far west region of Xinjiang is about to go on a coal-burning bender.
A newly built expressway along the edge of the Gobi Desert. The only signs of life here are wild camels. After a few hours of driving, the smokestacks appear. Then, the skeletons of a city. This place is called Jingdong. Underneath it is China's largest integrated coal field, 390 billion metric tons of coal, 7% of the country's reserves, enough to power China for 100 years. Air pollution, much of it from burning coal, has hit a crisis point along China's east coast. So now China's building new coal-fired power plants here, thousands of miles away at the opposite end of the country.
We're building a city here. See over there? That's going to be the new city hall. And over there, an international hotel.
A man installing sprinklers for a row of wilting trees stops to point out partially built landmarks of a future desert city of 500,000 people. Beyond the construction, giant excavators scrape the earth inside strip mines that circle the city. Much of the coal is burned here at one of at least six power plants rising from the desert. Gan Yiwei, an energy campaigner at Greenpeace in Beijing, says Jingdong, part of a broader push to transfer coal burning to China's far west, brings a host of environmental challenges with it.
China's northwest is dry, and coal projects like these require a lot of water. Developing these projects will impact the little water that's left in some of these areas.
And near Jingdong, water is in short supply. It borders a nature reserve along the western fringe of the Gobi Desert. And on this day, the desert air is filled with smog.
Developing coal in this region is good for eastern China's air, but this is just transferring air pollution from one part of China to another.
In return, energy will be transferred in the opposite direction. Gas processed from the coal mined here in Jingdong will be piped thousands of miles to eastern China starting in 2017. That same year, electricity from burning coal at this site will begin to travel along a network of ultra-high voltage transmission lines that'll span the length of the country. All this new transmission is promising for Xinjiang's vibrant wind and solar energy industries, too. But Yu Wuming, former CEO of Goldwind, China's largest wind turbine manufacturer, is worried.
China's grid used to dismiss solar and wind power, but now renewables are becoming so big they're threatening the profit of coal. The grid has traditionally been tied to coal and their profits are bundled together. It's a difficult problem to solve.
But it's a problem the market is already helping to solve. China's economic slowdown means coal consumption has dropped nearly 8% in the last 2 years. Zhou Xizhou, analyst for IHS, says this will help Chinese leader Xi Jinping reach the promises he made during a summit with President Obama this year to dramatically cut China's carbon emissions. Zhou says China's Ministry of Environment has already rejected proposals for new projects that would have turned coal into gas.
So there is obviously a camp in Beijing that is very much opposed to these kinds of projects. And of course, there's an industrial development camp that still want to see these projects go forward, especially in the local areas where it does create economic output and jobs. So this is going to be, you know, a long-term struggle between different schools of thoughts in the Chinese government.
One thing the two sides can agree on is that the Earth's climate is in trouble, and China plays a big role in solving the problem.
When we are in government meetings, you really don't see a whole lot of debate on the fact that something needs to be done. And certainly nobody's disputing the science of climate change.
China's top leadership is filled with former engineers with strong backgrounds in science. Intellectually, they understand what's at stake. Plus, they're surrounded by the evidence of decades of environmental neglect. Joe says it's a refreshing change from the small but vociferous group of lawmakers in the United States who deny the science behind climate change altogether. In China's northwest region of Xinjiang, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Check out photos of what Rob calls China's Las Vegas of the coal industry. That's at marketplace.org.